fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Gentlemen, remove your hats, ride it over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to make a list of your priorities. I recall while doing this most of my life, quite frankly, going back to when I was a young intelligence analyst, I quickly found if I didn't make at least a daily list, I would be overwhelmed by everything I needed to do. So become a list maker. Many productive people are list makers. I am one of them, and you could be too. We have patient waiting green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield, discuss the events today, and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life can help you achieve your goals of being safe and having peace of mind. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. And also, it's so funny you said that about lists. I just got finished making a list for myself as well.
Well, that's productive people do that, don't they?
They do. Well, you know, if you have so many things in your mind, it's easier just to put them on paper, then you won't forget. So I've been doing
that's
it
right.
for years.
That's right. That's right. Well, like I said, I was a 20-year-old intelligence analyst. I found myself with a lot of responsibilities, and a daily list helped me accomplish all my goals. Got a headline here at MSN.com. I guess this is a Microsoft by an article by Daniel Stewart, written yesterday, the 9th day of April. The headline is Chinese Army tightens its blockade drill on Taiwan with start of attack drills. And here's the first sentence. Mm-hmm. The Chinese military began conducting precision strike exercises on key targets, in quotes, on Taiwan's on Sunday, the second day of a large-scale blockade drill it is conducting around the island. I believe the day before, they had 71 jet fighters approaching Taiwan also. They're certainly doing everything they need to prepare for an attack on Taiwan, aren't they, Andrew?
They certainly are, and they're also trying to scare the heck out of them as well. It's kind of like, you know, and the younger generation would call that a very big flex. They're flexing right now. And it's a little scary, and kind of, if you look at it, I saw an image today that had a picture of the Brazil, the leader of Brazil, Putin, India, China, and South Africa, basically forming an alliance, which means that they're now larger in global GDP than the G7 nations.
Right.
So
right.
That's I think that's how they're going to try to beat the U.S. dollar.
That's the BRICS alliance, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, these alliances, they come and they go. They're very important. There's a growing competition between the United States and China to get their hands on rare earth metals necessary to make lithium batteries, flat screen TVs, and other high-tech products. We'll see where this goes. We don't know exactly where it's going to go. We know where it could go, though, don't we?
We certainly do, and they're certainly trying to make a point, and, you know, it's a psychological operation, but they're all holding, all these leaders are actually holding hands in the picture. So it's like, oh my gosh, okay. They're actually
physically holding hands?
They're physically holding hands.
Really?
Oh, actually, I'll text you the picture now so you can see it.
Well, yep. That's unusual. Typically, they just kind of stand there with their hands at their sides or in the fig leaf configuration where they have their hands folded in front of themselves. That's a bit extraordinary, to say the least.
Yep. I texted it to you if you want to see. It's
okay. I'll take a look at that. Let's see here. Andrew's text. Well, it's springtime, and springtime means thunderstorms, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. It is getting to be that time of the year, and the lightning this year looks like it's going to be pretty nasty.
They are, in fact, holding hands, these five guys, with Mr. Z right in the middle. He's a big guy. He's a Han. There's over 50 different ethnic groups in China, and the Han have kind of pretty much run things for several centuries. I know before I knew about the Han, I was sort of Chinese men and women as little people, but that's not
right.
Who the Han are, is it?
People, it's kind of a thing of the past. In many of the countries that I've traveled to, I've noticed that the youth and some of the younger adults are getting very big.
Well, there's like, a restaurant.
They're starting to be about this big.
Right. Yep. There's a restaurant in Cuba, Missouri, the ethnic Chinese era. I think they're Han. The men that work there all look like they could be college football players. These are big guys. And the women are tall, attractive women. This alliance is... So we've got... Let's look at who we got there. China, Russia, India, Brazil. Who's the other one?
South Africa.
South Africa. All right, South Africa. Well, South Africa was taken over by the communists decades ago. So that's a great alliance in terms of them having a lot of resources, isn't it?
It is. And I actually just saw a picture of the French, I think, Prime Minister and Xi together as well just yesterday. So they might be involved in this also.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, Macron, and it wouldn't surprise me if Canada got involved also. They're both
right.
Macron is the bastard son of Fidel Castro. I mean, no, I got that wrong. Macron is the president of France. Trudeau is the bastard son of Fidel Castro. And he actually looks a lot like him, doesn't he?
Pretty funny. He looks very similar.
His mother was a real party girl. These alliances are real. They need to be taken seriously. And it's further evidence that American families need to be taking care of themselves, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't know what the future holds. If they continue down this path, who really knows? And if it did go into a World War III type scenario or some kind of a global war, I mean, we'd be fighting some of the largest countries in the world, that many of them have EMP weapons, and two of which in that picture have threatened the United States publicly with three EMP weapons.
The alliance of India and China, I find a bit baffling. There's been open warfare between India and China on the border for years. Is that all finished now? Do you know? I don't know myself.
So I'm not 100% sure, but for about a year, I've noticed that India and China have started talking more. So maybe it's more of a monetary partnership, not just, you know, they traditionally, I thought they didn't like each other, but they do appear
that's
to have
been
some
my impression
commonalities
as well.
And things with it.
Yeah. And so that alliance kind of baffled me. The rest of those alliances really don't baffle me at all, but India getting in alliance with China, certainly, I find a bit baffling. So, getting back to springtime, we offer a product that will help people protect their home, their generator, all the electronic equipment, as well as their automobiles from lightning, don't we?
That's correct. Yes, sir. It's we guarantee lightning protection, so it's 100% guaranteed. It is a phenomenal technology that's very simple to install, very, very low cost. It's usually less than the cost of your home's deductible on your insurance. And installation's easy, and it'll protect your home from a direct lightning strike. So it's well worth the money, and it's backed by an industry-leading warranty, which not only guarantees lightning protection, but if it doesn't do its job, then we cover the cost of damage up to $25,000.
Thus far, has there been any payouts from that $25,000 insurance policy?
To my knowledge, no. I've never seen a payout. I don't think we've... Yeah.
Well, that's some great evidence right there. Even if I was going to get a payout, the inconvenience of having equipment damaged and destroyed, having to replace it and so forth, is that could be formidable. The money would help, but it would still be a challenge to deal with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, the EMP Shield devices will protect your home, your generator, your car from lightning, as well as EMP, which is the original concept. Was protection from EMP. So the lightning protection was an unintended benefit, wasn't it?
That's right. So, we designed the technology specifically to protect against EMP, well above what military standards would say. Not really even thinking about lightning, and then very quickly realized when we had a house get hit, a few months after we started, and dug into it, and we said, wow, we've accidentally developed one of the world's best lightning protection systems.
Right. And there's another bonus. EMP has graciously grandfathered the listeners to the John Moore Show into a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. That adds up pretty quick, doesn't it?
It does. And kind of like what you mentioned, it's $50 per device off. So if you're an average family with a husband, a wife, and maybe two kids, you're probably going to need maybe two to three units, two vehicles and a home, maybe a backup generator. So right there, you'd already be saving $200, which is a lot of money.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment about EMP Shield? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the war in Ukraine continues. It's a war that needs to be settled and negotiated, isn't it?
I think so as well. I think that's the only way it's ever actually going to end. It's going to have to be some kind of a settlement between the two countries. But that doesn't appear to be happening anytime soon, at least not.
It doesn't. We're in kind of a lull right now where Ukraine, which has some of the richest, deepest topsoil in the world, also has some of the richest, deepest mud in the world, which is what's going on right this moment, the 10th day of April. But that mud will soon dry out and become firm ground once again in less than 2 months, won't it?
Yes, sir, it will. And then the fighting will probably pick up even more.
Absolutely. Modern land warfare requires solid ground for heavy equipment, tanks and so forth to operate. I don't care how expensive or how good the tank is, it still won't go through 4-foot deep mud, will it?
No, not to my. Now, I'm not an expert on tanks, but I think I've actually seen a couple pictures of tanks get stuck trying to go through some of these things. But they're okay with a little bit of mud.
Yeah. In fact, James Garner did a movie where he owned a World War II tank as a hobby, and it got stuck in the mud. It was the whole. It took up most of the movie. The attempts to get the tank unstuck from the mud. It was pretty funny. but if you're in combat, it's not fun at all. And the commanders know this, and they know better than try to wage war in open these open fields when they're all full of mud. So anyway, we need to make sure our listeners are aware of what's going on in the world, and that they can do something themselves. They don't have to sit and anguish over these things. I guess you do something positive. And doing something positive would be mm-hmm. getting the EMP shield devices, wouldn't it?
It would. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, well, first, they don't know really quite what EMP is, although I think people are starting to wake up and understand it. But some people don't. So hopefully people, I think on the next segment, we'll talk about EMP. We'll learn about it. But for those right. who are aware of what EMP is, there is a solution. It's EMP shield. It's been through military certified testing. And in many cases, most cases, it's much better than a Faraday cage because we allow you to continue to use your electronics while they're being protected, as opposed
That's right.
to a Faraday cage, which means you have to put your devices into it and not use them.
Well, you weren't around, but years ago, my friend Tom Berryhill was on with me every Friday talking about ham radio and emergency communications. We spent a lot of airtime talking about how to protect vehicles from EMP, protect equipment from EMP. It was an ongoing challenge for many years, and we discussed in great detail how to, for example, have a metal garage with metal screens over the windows and make sure that there was no way for the EMP signal to get in through the metal garage, especially made metallic blankets to cover cars or motorcycles or generators with. That would be grounded. It was a lot of time and a lot of money spent by many thousands of people all over this country to protect equipment from EMP. And now it's simple. You don't need to go through all the hoops, go through the extra expense that we did back not that long ago to protect from EMP. It's very simple. And the equipment is in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The micro device is, running about a week or so behind?
Actually, as of today, we're back in stock.
So, right, that's, praise the Lord, in stock, ready for immediate shipment,
yep.
The micro device, which makes the installation the same piece of equipment. It's just smaller and lighter, which makes the installation on these modern cars a lot easier because these engine compartments on these modern cars are just filled up with all the things they have put in there, aren't they, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. They get more modern, they get more compact inside of the engine compartment, which does make
right.
it hard to install some of the original EMP Shield vehicle model. The Micro is 78% smaller,
right?
Much, much lighter, and it's a phenomenal piece of technology.
Yeah, the car was built in the 60s and earlier, so you could drop your can of Coca-Cola and it would fall all the way through to the ground in the engine compartment. That's not going to happen in the modern age, is it?
No, it's hardly. Not. But, you know, something I was thinking about, it's kind of unrelated, but it's maybe something interesting to talk about, is I wonder why some of these car companies don't go back to basic engine designs, like where you can fix everything with a wrench, you know, a couple wrenches.
Well,
that would be so phenomenal to have a modern engine.
The engine itself
simplistic.
Hasn't changed. Well, they have changed some, but it's all electronics. And it's two things. Electronics to make them more efficient and government regulations mm-hmm. to require things that are, quite frankly, a bunch of silliness. So it's a combination of both. Where you see the simple automobiles is where they go build race cars. The race cars are still simplistic because they don't
right.
have to deal with all that stuff. We got a caller here. We got Phil
right.
in Oregon. Good morning, Phil. Phil, you're on the air.
Can you guys hear me?
Hold on, we've got a break.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Imp A-Shield, where there's a very nice $50 discount for the John Moore listeners at thelibertyman.com. We have Andrew with Imp A-Shield, and we have on hold a caller. We've got Phil in Oregon. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I had a question for you. Listen, I placed a call years ago. Before I even got into John Moore, I was off of Marfugel, and I asked you guys, I placed a call to your company, EMP Shield Company, asking and inquiring about what size is the unit. And now I hear you guys talking about you've got a smaller unit. And so I'm still waiting for the return call. I haven't heard back from you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so I'm wondering,
well, that's not good.
What is the size of your smaller unit now that you've been talking about more recently? Because the fact is, I've got a I've got a sport motorcycle. I've got an 06 GSXR 1000, and it's, you know, it's pretty tight and compact. And I'm wondering if I've got room to install this unit.
Oh yeah, that super cool. So we do, the micro model is designed specifically for not just vehicles, but also for motorcycles and ATVs. It's about 4.2 inches long, about 1.75 inches tall, and about 1.75 inches wide.
Oh, sweet. I think that probably makes that thing fit then.
Yes, sir. I believe so.
All right, repeat those dimensions again. I'm gonna take a note of this here. We'll repeat them one more time if you don't mind.
Sure. No, it's okay. So I believe it's about 4.2 inches long,
mm-hmm.
1.75 inches tall, and 1.75 inches wide.
So it's 1.75 twice, and then 4.2 is the other dimension. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day, rest of your day.
Okay, Phil. Good luck.
You're right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, for guys that have a motorcycle like myself and Phil, this is exactly what we've needed. There's the space is very limited in a motorcycle, most motorcycles, to attach anything. So that's really good news. And having a vehicle that gets more than 50 miles per gallon, which my big motorcycle gets, could be a real big benefit as well, couldn't it, Andrew?
Oh, it certainly could be. You know, gas mileage is important when you're running on a single tank, and then obviously getting to a different location where you'll probably refill if you have gas storage or some other, or you have to siphon. But the farther you can go in your vehicle, the better, you know, because the gas stations aren't going to be working. So,
well, when my oldest grandson was in college, I helped him be ready for a bug out to get home. It was a long drive, I think about a 2-hour drive one way, maybe 2.5 hours to his parents' mm-hmm. home. And so I made sure that he had what he needed, extra fuel and mm-hmm. so forth, other necessary items to make that trip. He could walk it if he needed to. He's a tough football player, but it's far better
right.
to get home as quick as possible, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The faster you can get home, the better, you know, because it's basically going to turn into the Wild West out there once people realize everything's destroyed and pretty much everything with microelectronics no longer functions. So it's going to be nasty.
Absolutely. There you go. And we don't have time right now for you to begin your weekly explanation of just what EMP is for our new listeners, but after the bottom of the hour break, we'll go ahead and do that, Andrew, if you can. What EMP is,
sure.
how it works, and how to protect from it. We have new listeners every week, and our audience is always expanding. Andrew, I was offered a speaking engagement in Texas a year from this month, which I've already accepted. I've worked with these folks before. Typically, it's a big gathering in a major hotel, and the last time mm-hmm. They had a special luncheon where people paid $50 each to have lunch and attend my speaking event at lunch. So I don't know what will happen this time, but I look forward to working with these people. When we get more details about the venue and the exact dates, we'll get that posted on my website. It would be a good place for EMP to have a
yeah.
table set up, by the way. A real targeted audience, shall we say, of people that of like
right,
mind.
Right,
And I was at an antique car show yesterday for a little bit, and a lot of beautiful cars there. Majority of them were EMP proof because they have no electronics, antique automobiles. But that's no longer the case, is it? Modern automobiles are just filled top to bottom, left to right with computers, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, there could be dozens or more of different, you know, microprocessors, computers, all kinds of microelectronics.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll get back. Andrew's going to give us a summary of just what this EMP thing is. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guests will be my live studio audience at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years in business. It's a great place. It's like a time capsule. Not much has changed. The chef prepares excellent, excellent meals. You want a log home, a one-room cabin like Davy Crockett, or a 6,000-square-foot mansion like is featured in the Yellowstone TV series? The people I work with in Licking, Missouri can do that for you with a beautiful log cabin kit. Last but not least, the April sale on Liberator rocket heaters is still in effect. It goes all month long until midnight the 29th. You want to save $500 on your Liberator rocket heater? This is the time to do it and get ready for next winter. Get yourself a wood-burning stove. Listen carefully. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Andrew, we're talking about EMP shield devices, EMP in general, and lightning protection. And Andrew's going to give us his weekly summary for our new listeners, just what in the world EMP is and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew Butchin. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield, and I'm going to give a brief overview of just exactly what this EMP thing is and how it can affect your life. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and it seems like something that you'd probably potentially heard of from a science fiction movie or a book or maybe a video game, but part of my job at EMP Shield is to let people know that EMP is a very, very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have in their arsenals. This is a weapon that's been threatened against the United States by both Russia and China in the last year, and it is something that could very likely be used, although we all hope it never will be. So what I'll quickly do is explain generally how an EMP is created. So it's actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon like we'd see, you know, in a movie as an example, where the bomb goes off at the ground level of the Earth and you have a mushroom cloud and radiation and explosion. What our enemy would actually do is detonate that nuclear weapon way above the Earth. So we project it roughly 300 miles would be the optimal altitude. And to give you an idea of just how high that is, that's about the height of the International Space Station. In fact, this bomb going off is so high that if it's during the day, there's a high likelihood you probably wouldn't even see the explosion. That's how high it is. And so what occurs is when the nuclear weapon explodes, the blast pushes out in all directions. So it goes outwards towards space. It also goes downward towards the Earth. And this blast creates three phases of an EMP, which are named very simply the E1, E2, and E3, the three phases. Now, the first two phases of an EMP is actually created from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And what's released from this blast is gamma radiation and other things, as well as matter, which hit the atmosphere and strip all of the freed electrons from the atmosphere, and there's a lot of energy up there. And they're then that those freed electrons are then shot down towards the Earth. So we believe at the lower level, it would be roughly 50,000 square meter coming down and inducing into everything at the ground level of the Earth at the conductor of electricity. Now, something else that people don't understand, and some people are educated a little bit on EMP, is at an altitude of 300 miles above the Earth, this would be a high altitude nuclear EMP, this EMP effect would encompass the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and the upper portion of Mexico. So it is an incredibly large weapon. And the first two phases from that blast going down towards the Earth will destroy all microelectronics. And what that means is, or the majority of them, what it means is that your modern-day vehicle, as an example, will no longer function. You're not going to be able to drive. Pretty much everything in your home that uses microelectronics is going to be destroyed. This energy is going to go directly into your home, directly through the structure of your home, into your devices, into your vehicle, and even into the grid, and cause some damage to the grid just during the first two phases. So basically, within microseconds, your way of life has completely changed. You no longer have communications, internet, all of those things. But it does get a little bit worse. There is a third phase of the EMP, which is the E3, and this is actually created from that nuclear weapon pushing outwards into space, and it pushes on the magnetosphere, which is this thing that encompasses the Earth and protects us from space weather. Well, because the magnetosphere likes to sit in a certain shape around the Earth, and this huge blast disrupts it, the magnetosphere then fluctuates to try to get back into its original shape. And when it's fluctuating, it then creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this low and slow charge, it can only be induced into very large antennas. Primarily what this would mean is the grid, because the grid can be a mile, 10 miles, sometimes 50 miles long. It's a huge antenna, and it's able to induce this low and slow energy into it. And so after several hours, it could be 5 to 10 hours, the charge gets so high that certain critical components on the grid, like portions of substations, transformers, and other things, then become destroyed, meaning that we can no longer transfer the power across the grid. This energy will also find its way into your home, into nuclear power facilities, into other power production plants. And any damage that didn't occur from the E1 and E2, it will then put the energy into those systems, causing more damage if there was things that happened to not be destroyed from the first E1 and E2. And EMP is actually such a devastating weapon that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP. That's how bad of a weapon this is. And it's for many reasons, but primarily it's because you're no longer going to have clean running water, and without water, we can't survive. But you'll also have other effects, like you'll no longer have transportation, resupply, logistics, communications, the internet, all the things that we're dependent on as a society in the United States. And so that is a basic overview of an EMP. And this is kind of where EMP Shield comes into play, is we have created a technology that you can install into your vehicle or directly into your home's breaker box or your backup power systems to protect them from the effects of EMP while they're still in operation, meaning that you don't have to put it into a Faraday cage like before. You can just simply install the device and the electronics are protected. And that's my overview, John.
Thank you. Well done, as always, Andrew. Thank you very much. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I like to mention occasionally the woman in Arkansas. She's probably listening. Good morning, my dear. Family businesses, I have a couple of family businesses, but one of them is agriculture, involving about 20 very expensive water pumps, costing several thousand dollars each. And we met in a speaking engagement I had in Cincinnati a number of years ago, and she moved forward to go ahead and protect all those 20 pumps with EMP Shield devices, which has saved her two pumps a year. She, on the average, she would lose two pumps per year to lightning, and this has changed her business dramatically in a very positive way, hasn't it, Andrew?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely has. Yes, sir. She's saving thousands and thousands of dollars by not having to buy new pumps. They're simply protected by EMP Shield, so if lightning does hit one of the electrical systems, or even hits the ground, the energy is being protected, or being stopped, excuse me, from the EMP Shield, so nothing's destroyed. So now she's saving all this money that annually she just added into her expected costs every year. So she's probably doing very, very well now, or better than before, since she doesn't have to buy these expensive pumps.
Absolutely. Well, that was it had become a built-in business expense, because after several years of losing two pumps per year every year, you kind of figure, well, I guess this is the way it is. And
right.
Any a small business, anytime a small business can save $8,000 or $10,000 per year, it's a big help for the bottom line, isn't it?
Oh, that really is. It's, you know, that's, I mean, hopefully that money's all going right to profit for them, which is great.
Oh, so, hopefully so.
And we're happy to be able to protect them.
She was a widow. Her family and her were running these businesses. And God bless them for moving forward and being able to continue in business and make a profit. EMP Shield is also involved in moving forward to build a microchip computer building, chip building facility, aren't you?
That's correct. So we do have plans in place and support from both the state of Kansas and the federal government. Fingers crossed, we've got our application in to apply for the CHIPS of America Act. And I'm probably, some of the listeners may have even seen some of this stuff in the news, but we do plan on building a $1.9 billion chip production facility, and we'll also be producing some other things as well. Primarily, it's going to be for national security purposes, but we will also have components and other things to offer, for the corporate world and other business as well.
Absolutely. Well, we move forward observing all these things. The dollar as the world's reserve currency appears to be in big trouble, doesn't it, Andrew?
It really does. Even just seeing that picture that you and I looked at earlier, it makes me very nervous, because the dollar can be overtaken if certain entities decide to attempt to do that. So it's very scary.
Well, President Nixon cut a deal with the Saudis to have what was called the petrodollar all these decades, basically half a century. that we would provide a blanket security for the Saudi kingdom in return for them only trading in dollars when it came to selling their oil. That appears to be coming to an end also, doesn't it?
I haven't really been following that much, but based on what I know about current global events, it probably would be.
Well, the main enemy of the Saudis was Iran. They got this Shiite and Sunni thing going on for so many centuries. But now these two are becoming buddy-buddy, doing away with the need for us to provide security for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia already had an alliance with Israel. They had for a number of years. Mm-hmm. So what do they need us for anymore?
Right. That makes sense.
It does. I was commenting to my wife last night how we have normal diplomatic relations with a country that crucifies men and women and also cuts the heads off men and women. That, of course, would be Saudi Arabia, which I find rather bizarre. How about you?
That's quite bizarre, indeed. That's one of the things I've kind of been wondering for quite a long time
Well, it's money. It's not based on morality or civility. Or what's called, the modern civilization. It's based purely on money, that we can have these kinds of alliances with a country that sanctions these barbaric practices, beheading people and crucifying them both. But that's the way it is, and you and I aren't going to change it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's convinced, continuing to move forward. And when I have conversations with people, yesterday at the family get-together, the topic of freeze-drying food and buying food in bulk and how to do that, another conversation this morning with my wife. I'll give everybody a heads up. You want to buy a lot of food really cheap, here's what you do. You go to a farmer's market an hour before they close. That's what you do. Things will be picked over. Things will be sold out. But an hour before these markets close, you can negotiate and buy a lot of stuff at a very good price, Andrew, in case you don't know.
Right.
So that's maybe...
And that's actually a really good idea. I think I've heard something similar to that before, but you certainly can get a better price because they want to get rid of the food.
There's a market in St. Louis called Sular Market that's been open for business about every business day for 200 years. And... at one time when I was a young man, I lived one block from the Soulard Market. So I got to know the culture and the people, and that's what you do. At the end of the day, they don't want to pack that stuff back up and take it home. They want to sell it. So that's why you get some real bargains.
Right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you to protect your own family from the everyday threat of lightning as well as the international warfare threat of EMP. Both are very real. Both can happen anytime. And being protected now could literally be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
It certainly could be. I mean, I couldn't imagine being with a family and having to go 2-3 miles on foot in the middle of whether it's a thunderstorm or a winter storm or anything like that. Having a running vehicle, having a home with electricity through a backup power system, having the things that we need to stay alive and survive is critical and very important.
Absolutely. Well, this is your opportunity. Everything works right now. The power grid works. Credit cards work. The internet works. FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service. I get mine delivered by the Postal Service, I believe, when I order my EMP shield devices. Everything's functioning on the 10th day of April. We can't guarantee it'll be that way a month or a year from now, can we?
No, we can't. That's why it's very important to be prepared now while you can still get these things and be ready. Because when this happens, within nanoseconds, your way of life completely changes. So it's better to have it and not need it than
Andrew, when I was in psychological operations, we had a term that was talked about occasionally. Here's the term, a come-as-you-are war. And I don't know if you ever heard that term yourself, but if a war starts, what you got is what you got, right?
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
So preparing in advance is the smart thing to do so that if something takes place, you're good to go. You're not scrambling around
right.
trying to figure out, well, what do I do now? My car won't run. What do I do now? My generator won't work. What do I do now? Every computer in my and electronic in my house is dead and will always be dead. When these events take place, there'd be plenty more things to deal with. There's no sense adding to it by having dead cars and dead electronics and dead generators, is there? We have a break. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Andrew, this, our hour flew by as typically they do. We got the word out to people. Now it's up to them to ponder and pray and make their decision, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And, you know, at the very least, I'd recommend that people go to, at least go to thelibertyman.com and just learn more about EMP and EMP Shield. And I think as people kind of start to dig into it, they'll realize how important it really is to get this protection, even if it's just from a concern of lightning, but also obviously from the effects of EMP.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the time to make that decision is now. This is a case where procrastination could end up in disaster, isn't it?
It could, and it could literally, having protection could be the difference between life and death. It really could be.
Absolutely. You know, that is not a flippant statement. That's a very true statement. Andrew and I are both veterans of the U.S. Army. We both served in psychological warfare. And I've seen the consequences of not being prepared firsthand, especially during the Tet Offensive. Right. And I've lived much of my adult life letting other people know that the time to get prepared is in advance of the need for it, not when the need is in your face, but in advance of the need. That's the way it should work, isn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I wish more people thought that way. So hopefully people listening, if that's not the way you think, you know, maybe try to start changing the way you think to think that way, because there's going to be a day that may come that you would wish that you had been more prepared.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. As always, we look forward to having you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. At top of our break coming up here in a few minutes, we'll have Sam Andrews with us with Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols, advanced first aid training for severe wounds like gunshot wounds is now being offered as well. That's a limited class. And much of the training schedule for 2023 is now posted at their website. That is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. So this is a time to check out the training. It's here, ready to go. I was at the instructors meeting a few weeks ago. A great group of men who are world-class instructors for a world-class facility. And the discussions we have with Sam on Firearms Monday are always interesting and one of the more listened to segments that I do, by the way, is Firearms Monday, which begins here at the top of the hour break. And here's our break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
WV10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.